This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Iron transport requires copper at three critical checkpoints, study shows. Iron deficiency anemia affects millions worldwide, but new research reveals that copper deficiency may be masquerading as iron problems in many patients. A comprehensive analysis of iron metabolism pathways shows that copper-dependent enzymes control iron transport at three critical checkpoints in the human body. Three gates. All three iron transport checkpoints require copper enzymes to function on transport checkpoints, requiring copper. Three critical gates where copper enzymes control iron movement, gut absorption, hephaestin, required blood oxidation, ceruloplasmin, required cell recycling, GPICP, required source, metabolic pathway analysis, Georgian Medical Journal. Copper controls iron at every stage. Iron cannot move through the body without copper-dependent enzymes at every major checkpoint, according to recent metabolic pathway studies published in leading nutrition journals. When iron is absorbed in the gut, it enters intestinal cells but cannot exit without hephaestin, a copper-dependent peroxidase enzyme embedded in the cell membrane. Once iron reaches the bloodstream, it must be oxidized from FeCO to FeRuxamase by ceruloplasmin, another copper-containing enzyme, before it can bind to transferrin proteins for transport to bone marrow. When old red blood cells break down, macrophages require a membrane-bound form of ceruloplasmin called GPICP to release recycled iron back into circulation. Research from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition demonstrates that all three transport gates depend entirely on adequate copper availability. For more coverage of mineral interactions, see our new studies section. Iron accumulates in wrong places when copper is low. When copper levels drop, iron doesn't disappear from the body. It becomes trapped in the wrong tissues. Animal studies show that copper-deficient mice develop iron overload in liver and intestinal cells while simultaneously becoming anemic, creating a paradoxical situation where the body contains adequate iron but cannot access it effectively. On standard complete blood count tests, copper-induced iron trapping appears identical to classic iron deficiency, presenting as microcytic and hypochromic anemia. This similarity leads clinicians to prescribe additional iron supplements, which compounds the problem rather than solving it, according to research published in Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry. When copper serves as the metabolic bottleneck, supplemental iron cannot reach bone marrow for red blood cell production. Instead, it accumulates in storage tissues as FeCO4, the chemically reactive form that generates harmful free radicals through Fenton chemistry reactions. Clinical cases reveal misdiagnosis patterns. The clinical implications extend beyond theoretical concerns, as demonstrated by case studies from major medical centers. Fong and colleagues reported 5 patients initially referred for suspected myelodysplastic syndrome, a serious bone marrow cancer, who were subsequently diagnosed with copper deficiency instead. All 5 patients presented with anemia and neutropenia, conditions that completely resolved following copper supplementation rather than cancer treatment. The cases highlight how copper deficiency can mimic serious hematological disorders, with diagnosis often taking months to years because copper assessment isn't included in standard laboratory workups. The most common underlying cause identified was bariatric surgery, which affects copper absorption in approximately half of patients, according to studies in Obesity Surgery Journal. Additional coverage of surgical complications appears in our clinical updates section. 5 patients referred for suspected bone marrow cancer were found to have copper deficiency instead, with complete resolution following copper supplementation. Fong et al. Hematology case reports. Key takeaways: iron transport requires copper enzymes at 3 critical checkpoints. Gut absorption, blood oxidation, and cellular recycling. Copper deficiency causes iron to accumulate in liver and intestinal tissues while creating anemia symptoms. Standard blood tests cannot distinguish copper-induced iron trapping from true iron deficiency. Bariatric surgery patients face particularly high risk for copper deficiency, masquerading as iron problems. Misdiagnosis can lead to months of inappropriate iron supplementation and delayed proper treatment. Frequently asked questions: How can doctors tell the difference between iron deficiency and copper deficiency? Standard blood tests show identical patterns for both conditions: microcytic hypochromic anemia. Definitive diagnosis requires measuring serum copper and ceruloplasmin levels, which aren't typically included in routine anemia workups, but should be considered when iron supplementation fails to improve symptoms. Why does iron supplementation make copper deficiency worse? When copper enzymes aren't functioning properly, additional iron cannot reach the bone marrow where it's needed for red blood cell production. Instead, it accumulates in tissues as the reactive Fe-coenma form, generating free radicals that cause oxidative damage while the anemia persists. Who is at highest risk for copper-induced iron problems? Bariatric surgery patients face the greatest risk, with studies showing copper deficiency in roughly half of cases. Other high-risk groups include people with malabsorption disorders, those taking high-dose zinc supplements, which interferes with copper absorption, and patients on long-term enteral nutrition without adequate copper content, as healthcare systems increasingly recognize the interconnected nature of mineral metabolism. Diagnostic protocols may need updating to include copper assessment in cases of treatment-resistant anemia. Early identification of copper deficiency could prevent months of ineffective iron supplementation and reduce the risk of misdiagnosis as more serious conditions like myelodysplastic syndrome. The findings underscore the importance of considering nutrient interactions rather than treating minerals as isolated deficiencies. Source: Copper and iron are usually talked about as separate nutrients,